Huntsville is considering granting ATV users greater access to the town's core after receiving a petition with 255 signatures. The petition was organized by Glenn Gilbert, who presented it to council during the Wednesday, February 28 committee meeting. Currently, ATVs are allowed on three district roads in Huntsville: Hutchison Beach Road, Brunel Road, and Bickley County Drive. When I go into Huntsville, I see these little signs saying no ATVs past this point, so I have to turn back. My wife and I have an ATV, and we like to ride the trails but cannot access the trails on the other side of Huntsville. It's not like we're asking to be able to drive down Main Street, it's just right through town and back. Gilbert proposed a route allowing ATVs to go through Ravenscliff Road, West Road, Center Street North out to Brunel Road. I want to follow up about the route because the proposal currently goes through four school zones. So it could be rather dangerous going through there, especially during a school day, said Deputy Mayor Dan Armour. I do not agree with having ATVs in the downtown core at all. We don't need any more noise than the cars make already. It's additional pollution and potential to risk pedestrians. I can't be in favor of allowing ATVs to come through our downtown core, especially on Center Street, added Cown. Helena Renwick. I'm very much in favor of improving access to ATVs. The OPP has to be heavily involved during the decision process. Parry Sound also allows ATVs, so we need to have some consultation with other municipalities about the impact. If we find out it was all well-intentioned, but the impact has been negative, we need to have that input, said Cown. Scott Morrison. Council directed staff to consult with OPP, municipalities, and organizations and report back. Julian Orlando Chaves is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Huntsville Forester. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.